Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot, and this is your host Charan Birmahal from INDTV USA. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks audio network, on the Sharks app, you can also check out the videos on Comcast, Roku, or just search for INDTV USA in social media. While the Sharks are back home after a five-game road trip, Sharks have lost all five of those games. Well, matter of fact, Sharks have only won one game in their last 15 matchup, and Sharks are just where they want to be, in the last position in the Pacific Division with just 39 points, and they're also at the bottom of the league. Well, that gives Sharks the best chance for the lottery in the draft, and that's probably where the Sharks need to be to really get a sort of run on this rebuild. And tonight, they are taking on a playoff contender, and that's the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are currently in the fourth spot in the Atlantic Division with 80 points. And they are just coming off of a four-game win streak. They just beat Las Vegas Golden Knights, and they're kicking off their California road trip with San Jose, and they're looking to get a W here tonight. And in the last 10 games, they're 7-2-1, while the Sharks are 1-2-7. Over the last five games, well, who's leading the Sharks in the points? In the goals, it's Fabian Zetterlund with two goals, and Mikael Granlund has four assists and 5 points. But on the top line for the Tampa Bay Lightning, Nikita Kucherov has 10 assists and 13 points, and Braden Point has 6 goals, and that's a pretty tough line to contend with here tonight. And on that line is also the ex-Sharks, Anthony Duclair, who have just played 4 games with the Lightning, and he has 5 points, and that's 3 goals and 2 assists in those games. So it's a pretty tough game for the Sharks tonight. But Sharks also have some changes going on in the lineup. So on the top line for the Sharks tonight is Mikael Granlund with Fabian Zetterlund and Klim Kostin. Now, Klim Kostin has been doing well for the Sharks. He's played 6 games now with the Sharks since after the trade, and he has 5 points in those 6 games. So no wonder he ended up on the top line. And on the second line is Alexander Barabanov with Lou Cunning and Philip Zadina. On the third line is Thomas Bordalo with Nico Sturm and Justin Bailey. And on the fourth line is William Eklund. Now, William Eklund has been moved to the fourth line from the top because coach felt he has been struggling a bit, and he has been making some mistakes more often than he's used to see him do. And a lot of that might be because of so many games in the National Hockey League. A lot of youngsters really struggle. So in the pregame interview, coach mentioned some of that and why he ended up on the fourth line with Ryan Carpenter and Mike Hoffman. In the defense tonight is Mario Ferraro with Kyle Burrows, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Kalen Edison, Henry Thurn with Jan Ruta. In the net tonight is Mackenzie Blackwood, who hasn't played since February 27th. So he's making a comeback after a lower body injury. And who's backing him up tonight is Devin Cooley. We got a chance to interview Devin Cooley prior to the game, and what a great story that is. You got to really check out his interview. So he's having time of his life. His dream came true to finally be in the Sharks' net. So with that, let's go to the fans and see what they think. Hey, so what brings you guys to the game today?
We are Elgin Park Rugby. We're on a tour of California. Came to see the San Jose Sharks.
I was going to say, that was a tough slip up there.
Tough slip, yeah.
So what do you think? Are you rooting for one of the teams? Or?
No, just here to watch. I'm a Canucks fan myself, but Yeah, I like to watch hockey time to time because we're Canadian, but yeah.
Canucks are doing well.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well, yeah.
Tip top.
What about you? What do you think?
I think the Canucks are doing really well. I like that they're in first. I'm kind of sad that we're watching a team at the bottom of the table, but I believe Tampa Bay will succeed.
You had to highlight that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I...
It's right after that first, he said.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it's more fun to watch teams that are, you know, that really have nothing to lose. And it's for the fun of hockey. It should be a great game.
Yeah, that's true. I love hockey. I love Canada. And,
yeah. So, you think Charles is going to win here today?
Who's going to win? Sharks? No, I think Tampa's going to win. I think Kucherov's getting a couple points and Stamkos is getting a couple points.
Kucherov's line, I mean, has been doing well, especially more recently. Yeah. But, you know, Sharks got to be able to shut down one line.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. It's a big step for them, but we'll see what happens.
Any prediction on the score?
I'm thinking 3-0
Tampa Bay.
3-0 Tampa Bay,
you agree with that?
3-0 Tampa Bay, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'll agree with you.
But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. That would make 9-0 in the last two matches between these two teams. I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe 4-1. Maybe 4-1.
So do you follow goalies at all for the Sharks? You know, McKenzie is back in the lineup today after a while.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. McKenzie's a great player. You know, I think he might have a bad game today, though. 8 goals against, you know.
Well, that wasn't him, though. He wasn't in the net.
So
today is his first game back after like 3 weeks.
Play goalie without a defense, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, that's tough. Huh? You think Sharks have no defense?
Oh, I'm not too sure.
So what do you think? You agree with him?
I don't really watch Sharks hockey, to be honest. I know more about the Canucks. But Canucks won 10-1 earlier this season against them, so their defensive game must not be the greatest. So, yeah.
But then also Canucks are number one, so it's kind of a hard comparison too.
Canucks are number one.
Go, Tampa Bay! Let's go!
So what do you think about the matchup today with the Sharks?
Oh, Tampa's going to kill them.
You know, I mean, Sharks lost last game. They got to get one back today.
I mean, Sharks are, you know, they're tied for last place with, I believe, the Blackhawks. But, I mean, we saw the Sharks in Vegas 2 nights ago.
Tampa.
We flew out. Or,
Tampa.
Or, Vegas. Sorry, Tampa. Yeah. Tampa. Yeah, out in Vegas a couple nights ago. We came out here. We're from Atlanta, so.
Sharks are not tied for the last place. They are last place.
Oh.
You got the old news. Well, on the other hand, Sharks have nothing to lose. They're at home. They lost 5 in a row on the road. So it's a good time for them to bounce back a bit.
Maybe. I don't know. I think Tampa Bay's got it.
Yeah. You'll be easy. Listening for the name Kucherov. Yeah. Kucherov. Everyone's be yelling Kucherov.
You know, Anthony Duclair has been doing well with Kucherov. I know he's on their line, right?
Yeah. Real well.
Do you think Sharks can shut down one line?
Maybe the third line.
Not the top line? Yeah. I think they're going to shut down Kucherov today. They're going to do it. I think so.
I don't think so.
And what's your prediction for the score?
I'm going to go...
7-2.
I'll go 6-1.
6-1. Sharks, right?
Tampa.
Thanks.
Go Bulls! I think that it's an important game for us as we try to get 2 points and make the playoffs. You can't take anyone lightly. Any team could win at any time, so we need to be ready. Even though, you know, Sharks are in a rebuilding phase, anybody can beat anybody on any night, so got to be ready.
And nothing Sharks love more than messing up somebody's playoffs, right?
That's right. That's true. That is true. Well, it could be worse. You could be the Columbus Blue Jackets. They really screwed us up.
Sounds good. Thanks. So what do you think about the game today? Do you think Sharks are going to win here?
Of course the Sharks are going to win, but they definitely win if they had Joe Pavelski still on the team.
But now without him, you think, you know, we could win here after 5-game losing streak?
Yeah, 6 times a charm, right?
And what do you think about the Tampa Bay Lightning? You know, they're teetering on that spot for the playoffs. So, you know, they're going to try to make a push for it here.
We're not letting them do that.
Sharks have nothing to lose other than to mess up their playoffs.
Yeah. Exactly. Mess up their playoffs.
And any prediction for the score?
I'm going to go with 4-3 because I want to win free tacos.
I agree with you. I always say, why not get 4? You got nothing to lose, right?
Exactly.
So now, after Pavelski, have you picked another favorite player or are you going to stick with Pavelski?
Pavelski for life. Yeah.
Well, can't you have 2 numbers on it?
I could, but you know what? He's my first love.
And you can put 4 in front of it, but then even he's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No. Anybody else?
No, I don't know.
Thanks. Thank you.
Go Sharks, go!
Go Sharks!
So what brings you to game today?
Because we wanted to see a really initial game for the very first time. We're coming from France, so yes.
You picked the right team.
In fact, I don't know anything about the teams, to be very honest.
Well, that's why I'm saying that.
But we like the logo, at least, of the team. The
So what do you think?
They just keep losing, but we have the best place because we are near the goal, so maybe there will be a lot of action. So
do you think Sharks going to win today?
No, I don't think so, but it will be funny.
Well, they can win. You know, one thing about hockey, any team can win any day.
Yeah, maybe. I hope for them.
Any prediction for the score?
Not in mind. Not right now.
So what do you think? You want to guess the score?
Oh, I hope the most goals possible, the most points possible. So I want to see some action, whatever the score.
Well, one thing about hockey, regardless, you're going to see a lot of action. Hockey is a fast game and it's very entertaining.
Yeah. I'd like also to see some brawls a bit.
Well, brawls between these two teams, maybe not, but you know, anything can happen, right?
Yeah, but I'd like to.
Sounds good.
Allez les requins!
So what do you think about the matchup today for the Sharks?
I'm excited. I'm really excited to see really good competition. I'm thrilled to be here. It's a great weather today. And so I'm just really looking forward to some good action. And everybody having a blast because we're all here to see the Sharks win.
And what do you think score might be today?
Ooh, I would love to see 4-0.
4-0. Why 4? Tacos. So what do you think about how the rebuild is going for the Sharks? What are some of the positives, negatives for you?
I don't really know.
So you know how Sharks been doing so far?
Yeah, I feel like there's been some new players, you know, and of course, we had a retirement of one of the players as well. I'm not super well versed in this, but I do think the goalie is awesome. I've had a really great experience behind the ice with the goalie.
Which goalie was it, dude?
He has like long hair, longish hair, I think. Auburn? No? I don't know. Or maybe not.
Could be McKenzie. I mean, yeah.
It's McKenzie. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's in the net today, so, you know, go McKenzie. He hasn't played in a while, in about 3 weeks, I think.
Right, yeah. I was there probably a couple months ago. But I'm definitely thrilled. I enjoy this sport. I'm probably not the most diehard fan, but I definitely am enthusiastic when we're winning.
Do you have any favorite player now?
Favorite player. Val, what's your favorite player? I don't have a favorite player. No favorite player. I just like the sport itself.
How many players can you name?
Probably not a lot.
Thank you.
Go Sharks!
So as the Sharks were about to drop the puck against the number one power play team in the league, what do you don't want to do against a team like that? Well, exactly. Right on the very first shift, Henry Thrun took a slashing penalty. Well, Sharks were able to kill that penalty. But about 4 minutes later, Victor Hedman was just sort of wrapping the puck around the backboards, but the puck hit referee, bounced up in front and right in front of Paul, and he just tapped it in the net, which gave the Lightning an early 1-0 lead.
David and Nathan MacKinnon. Here's Eric Chernak. Here is Kucherov in front. Backhand bid by Paul. Goes wide. Now Hedman all the way down the wall in the corner for the Lightning, and they score!
At just past the 7-minute mark in the first period, a turnover by Tampa Bay in the neutral zone ended up with a rush the other way, and Jacob McDonald was skating the puck down the left side. He got to the left circle and he got a pass across to William Eklund in the right circle, and Eklund just lasered a one-timer slap shot to the short side and tied the game at 1. That's how the second period ended, and Sharks outshot Tampa Bay 7-4 in that first period. But Sharks took a couple of penalties and they gotta tighten that area of the game up, or the Lightning is gonna make them pay.
There on that hit, and he's been known to lay a pretty good body. Eklund scores on the 2-on-1, and the Sharks tie it.
Well, the Sharks took a couple of more penalties in the second period. Neither team scored in the second period. The first penalty was after 15-minute mark, but it was a 4-on-4, so it didn't matter a whole lot. But that second penalty in the third was right at the end of the game. So that power play started in the third period. And of course, a number one team on the power play in the league is not going to miss on three opportunities. And here, just seconds into that power play, Braden Point tapped home a rebound and made it 2-1 Lightning.
Championship style player right there. There's a shot and a goal. And Braden Point's first shot of the game makes it 2-1 Lightning.
Well, just about 6 minutes later, a 4-on-3, which turned out to be a 3-on-2. But of course, a couple of Sharks ended up covering Kucherov and Point. But Kucherov was able to get the pass across to the middle towards the left side to Anthony Duclair. And he skated straight to the front of the goal and took it from his forehand to backhand in the net and made it 3-1 Tampa Bay.
Now a chance for Duclair. Returns to the Shark Tank and makes it 3-1 Lightning. Now a chance for Duclair, and he scores! Anthony Duclair returns to the Shark Tank and makes it 3-1 Lightning.
And before it was all over, with just less than 6 minutes left in the game, Kucherov was on his knees on the backboards with two Sharks on him, but somehow he made a perfect pass from the backboards onto the tape of Braden Point in the right circle, and he just ripped a one-timer slap shot to the far side and made it 4-1 Tampa Bay Lightning, and that's how the third period ended.
Corner, back to the point, Braden Point! Scores again to make it 4.
I'm trying to dig it out of the corner.
Back to the point. Braden Point. And he scores again to make it 4.
Well, today, William Eklund played on that fourth line with Jacob McDonald, and they opened up the scoring for the Sharks. So here's Jacob.
Jacob, obviously not the result you wanted, but look like you were moving the puck well, creating chances, and obviously that assist to Eklund. What did you see tonight from your game?
Yeah, I thought it was solid all around for a lot of guys. I thought we did a lot of really good things. For me personally, kind of on that same note, I thought I played decently well. So, yeah, like you said, just not the result.
A guy like Kucherov is pretty hard to stop. What did you see defending against him tonight?
Yeah. Obviously, he's pretty elite, and he's got however many points he does for a reason. He's a really good player, so... I thought RD did a really good job defending him for the most part. Obviously, guys can make plays, so it's tough.
You know, obviously, William gets moved to the wing there. How do you think he kind of responded tonight to that?
I mean, he scored. I thought he did a pretty good job doing that, don't you?
But just as a guy who, just getting to know him a little bit, is he kind of a guy who, you know, kind of wants to take on a bit of a challenge, maybe a chip on his shoulder at all?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, put in a situation like that, you want to respond accordingly, and I thought he did that. You know, he's a young kid, he's learning from the older guys, he puts his head down and he works hard, so got rewarded for it tonight.
Jacob, how frustrating is it for you guys that you guys play so well for the first two periods, holding 10 shots and still coming out of that tide, and you know, when you guys probably should be up at that point, and obviously the result going the way it goes by the end of the night?
I mean, you can get frustrated about it if you want, but for me, I think our guys did a really good job sticking with the plan for the most part, like the whole night. And you know, like I said, some of their guys are really, really talented. They can make plays, and they ended up doing that and scoring a couple goals. But I was happy with our effort tonight.
Are you yourself able to kind of focus on that positive then, instead of looking at the negative side of the losing streak?
I focus on the positives. That's just my mentality. It's my personality as well. So yeah, I don't dwell on the negatives. It's just not worth it.
What was David Quinn's message to the group this morning?
Just go out there and execute a game plan. And like I said earlier, I thought we did that. Yeah.
These are a common thread in the third periods here. It just seems like that's kind of when things start to get out of hand is in the third. And, you know, the Chicago game, Nashville, I mean, there a common thread there at all?
I mean, if you look at the box score, I suppose there is. But I mean, for me personally, like I said, it's for us, we're just trying to stick with the game plan for 60 minutes. So,
what was the difference tonight, just either for yourself or the team, this game and the Nashville game?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
The difference tonight as opposed to the national game for yourself or the team?
On both a personal and team level, I thought we stuck with the whole game plan. I think that there's, you know, some times in the Nashville game where we got away from our structure and what we want to do, and I thought overall as a whole tonight we stuck with it a lot better.
Jacob, do you think penalties sort of changed the game for you guys a little bit there in the third with that power play goal?
Yeah, and it's a little bit unlucky, I think, with a couple of those calls, but you know, it is what it is, and we got to do a better job killing them off. And sometimes it goes like that.
Thank you, Jacob. Well, if you want to know who stood out the most from the San Jose Sharks, it was William Eklund. He opened up the scoring for the Sharks, and he was the only player on the roster today who was plus one.
What's your takeaway from tonight's game? Seemed like maybe just overall a bit better than Tuesday in Nashville, but how'd you kind of see the game, I guess?
Yeah, you know, overall, I think we played a better game today. You know, we play more as a group, as a unit. So, I guess four lines working hard today. So, I feel like it was better.
How did you respond to, you know, David putting you on the fourth line there? I mean, do you kind of try to take that on as a bit of a challenge or anything like that? Or,
of course, you know, haven't played my best hockey here. You know, but you know, I think today was a huge step in the right direction. You know, you're not always gonna have ups in a season. You're gonna have some downs, and you know, I'm learning here. I'm gonna keep learning and be a better person.
It's been a grind this year, just mentally and physically. It's the longest season you've been in, the most games you've played in. I mean, how are you feeling right now? I guess
I feel good. You know, it's a lot of games, as you say. Play a lot of good teams, and I think we all, you know, we're grinding right now. You know, and we just keep stick to it.
Well, obviously you scored the goal there. You are pretty happy with your performance on both sides of the puck tonight.
Yeah, I am. You know, way better game from my part, and you know, Carpenter and Mac helped me a lot today, and played a good game overall. So I liked how our line played, and I liked how we did out there, and yeah, just keep going for that.
Does sometimes maybe put on the fourth line playing with a guy like Carpenter sort of kind of like pushes you to sort of like just kind of simplify things and not worry about I'm the second line center, I gotta do this offensively, so it just helps you simplify maybe.
You know, I play my best hockey when I don't think, and I feel like you know, that's what I'm, you know, it was a fresh start for me today. Yeah, come back, play a little better hockey. I feel like I did today, and as I said, Carpi and Mac helped me a lot today, and I'm, you know, I'm happy with that.
Going a bit up against guys like Point and Kucherov, David Quinn has talked to us about how he wants you to emulate a little bit of Braden Point. What did you see from those guys tonight, and what can you take away? Just their experience. They've won cups as a young player. What do you see from them as an opponent?
Yeah, you know, they're great players, first of all. You know, they make the game slow down out there, and that's a skill that, you know, I want to master someday. And, you know, just watching them play like that, it inspires a little bit, as well as you don't want them to score. So, you know, gotta keep going.
Was it weird seeing Duke on the other side of the ice
yeah,
tonight?
Really weird, really weird.
Did he have any words for you guys during the game?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a little talk. So it was, yeah, he's a great guy.
Well, let's listen in to Coach David Quinn talking about how Sharks had a pretty good game for the first 40 minutes, but then after that power play goal and another goal after that, things turned around.
Despite the final score, did you like how your team played tonight?
I really liked our first two periods. You know, I thought we managed the puck really well, defended hard. I thought, you know, we played a really good game, and then I thought obviously they get the power play goal to start the third, and we get demoralized, and we get a little sloppy. But, you know, that's a really good team we just played, and, you know, I wish we were able to be a little bit more opportunistic in the second. He made two or three big, big-time saves, and, you know, we get that penalty at the end of the second, and which is really too bad because I thought we played a really good second period.
How tough is it for the guys, first couple of periods there? You clearly outplay them. You should be up 1-0. Their goal is a total fluke goal. Just what's the message? Just how frustrating?
Just keep going. And I was really proud of our group after we give up that fluky goal that we kept playing and really didn't get, you know, distracted or whatnot. We kept going and, you know, it's just unfortunate. You know, we just got demoralized too easily after we gave up that second goal.
What do we have to game, obviously, you moved him to the fourth line tonight. He just told us that he plays better when he doesn't think. Did you see that from him tonight?
For sure.
I thought he had a really good night tonight. And, you know, I talked at length this morning, and, you know, we talked about why we were moving him. And, you know, I thought he had a really good night.
Obviously, we're waiting for Black. We were told he's being evaluated. Can you explain what he's being evaluated for?
Just an upper body situation. He should be fine.
Puck off the mask.
Something along those lines, yeah.
When did it happen? Did he get hurt? Black.
When his mask came off.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But he should be fine.
You mentioned the penalty towards the end of the second period. Did you get a look at it?
Yeah.
Did you get an explanation from
him? I didn't ask. Nothing I can do about it, right?
You know, right from the start, I think Henry Thrun took that slashing penalty. Were you a little concerned right from there, you know, this team being number one in power play?
Yes, it was a concern, but we weathered the storm and then played some good hockey after that.
David, what was your message to the group this morning? And obviously that end of that Nashville game didn't go the way you guys wanted.
Yeah, just you could sense, you know, just rationalizing not doing what they were supposed to do, because I thought they were thinking the other guy isn't going to do what he should do. And when you start playing hockey that way, it just doesn't work. And I thought tonight we really trusted each other and, you know, really played with conviction and, you know, approached the game the way we needed to. And I didn't think we chased offense for the first two periods. I thought we got pucks behind them, made good decisions. There weren't any odd man rushes or turnovers. And I think we got a little bit away from that once we got down 2-1.
Is there any common thread to these third periods at all? I mean, Chicago, Nashville tonight. I mean, is there any, you see anything?
Maybe the residue of our season.
Yeah. Obviously, you've mentioned in the past how Braden Point, you want to see a little bit of that in William Eklund. He said, you know, he wants to strive. It's inspiring to watch those guys play. What did you take away from how the team defended against those top guys tonight?
Well, I thought we were on top of them. I thought we took away time and space and made it difficult for them. So, you know, it was hard for them to get going, you know, at least through the first two periods. I thought, again, I didn't love our third, but, you know, those first two periods, I thought we made it difficult in the offensive zone, in our own zone, for them coming out and even in the neutral zone. So, you know, that's really how you want to play defense. You want to prevent it from getting to your own end. And, you know, forechecking happens to be a defensive act, but it happens to be in the offensive zone. So I thought we were better in those areas tonight.
When you look at the deficiencies of the third period, can you look forward to Saturday's game against the Blackhawks when you're facing Bedard and a team that's similar in the standings to you guys?
Well, you know, the challenge would be, let's do this for 60 minutes. You know, we've got the blueprint and we've talked about how we need to play to be successful. And, you know, we went about it the right way for two periods.
So, Coach, on that goal that you mentioned, that sort of really was sort of a backbreaker by Duclair. What happened on that? Was that just a missed communication between the coverage, or
yeah,
how did he get all
it
open?
We didn't read it well. We let him in the – I think it was Kucherov coming to them down the middle, or I don't know who it was, Point maybe. You know, we just lost the weak side. You know, we didn't – our D didn't protect the middle, and it was a hard play, you know, but it really started in the O zone. We got on the wrong side of the battle on the wall, and it's a 4-on-3, and we didn't read it great. They made a great play, too. I mean, let's give them credit. They made a great play.
David, you faced some elite players this year. Is Kucherov about as dangerous as
he's unbelievable. We were just talking about that after the game. I mean, I've always had an incredible respect for him, and I knew he was a great, but boy, he's brought it to another level this year. It's unreal, the one things he does.
David, will there be some more line shuffling coming up this Saturday?
What's that?
Speech more in line shuffling with this lineup on Saturday?
Maybe, you know, today, you know, we thought Hoff was going to be able to play, and then, you know, after the pregame skate, wasn't going to be able to, so that kind of altered the plan a little bit, but, you know, we'll see. It's been a year where I never know who's going to play until game time. There's times where I've told a guy's not playing and then he's in, and I want to avoid that, so, you know, we're trying to, you know, guys get sick. Guys get, you know, so really a lot of times you wait till the guys get to the rink and the lineup's on the board and you tell the guy's not playing, because it's, you know, the way this year's evolved, it's just been a little bit crazy.
Mike, hopeful for Saturday?
Last one here.
Mike, hopeful for Saturday?
I'm hopeful, yeah.
Another tough loss for the Sharks. It extended their losing streak to 6 now. And today, the San Jose Sharks led in
shots 22-21, hits 16-11, and giveaways 7-5, while the Lightning led in faceoffs 52% to 48% and block shots 18-12. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The number one star is from the Tampa Bay Lightning, and that's Nikita Kucherov, who had 4 points today, and he was +3. And number two is Braden Point from the Tampa Bay Lightning, also with 2 goals and 1 assist. And number three player, is from the San Jose Sharks. That's Jacob McDonald, who had 1 assist, and he was +1. Well, if you happen to be listening to our show on the San Jose Sharks audio network, you can also check out the video on Comcast Roku, or just search for INDTV USA in the social media. Well, we'll see you again on Saturday when the Sharks are celebrating South Asian Heritage Night and they take on the Chicago Blackhawks right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those of you listening on the Sharks audio network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.